Big Pasquale, we need a bad joke to make the cold open.
Yeah, Pasquale, give us a joke.
No.
All right, there it is. There you go, Chris. Hey, everybody, welcome to Let's Get Gaming Podcast, episode 28. There's a lot of video game podcasts out there, but you know what? We're another one. Hey, I'm your host, Patrick Denny. Here again. We got a Nintendo-charged episode today, but I'm not alone. No. Let me introduce to you the boys. That's right. Chris, editing the mixtape now. We're hitting the streets. That's right. Bam. Let's Get Gaming Podcast. We're going to do an urban style right now. I'm going to meet you, the boys. I don't know where this is going. This is just, whatever. Pasquale Galuzzo's here.
What's up?
Pasquale Galuzzo, thank you for being on the show. Chris Montpetit.
The video game boy. I'm the one that wins.
Oh, damn. See, his lines are getting better as the episodes go on. And now, this is the big one. You're ready for something good here. All right. No pressure. Stefano Fontana.
1, 2, 3, go. Insert funky beat from Cowboy Bebop trailer.
Dude, did you see the trailer?
Holy shit, dude.
It's so good. I never saw a trailer that was able to like become a manga. Not even an anime, but it was like a straight up manga.
I only saw one and it was Sucker Punch, and that movie was awful. So not high hopes.
Sucker Punch, that's the movie where like they're in like a mental institution and like she's just like slowly sundowning.
I don't have any idea. I don't even know what the movie's about. I started watching it. I got distracted by the bad colorization.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. You know what? Good for him. At least you're diversifying your movie watching experience.
With bad movies?
You guys watch any movies recently?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
I tried watching this new one on Amazon Prime with Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley.
What movie?
Something, is it called Something Rising or something like that? Or
Jupiter Rising?
No. It's some Chaos Rising or something like that.
Okay,
nice and generic. That's what I like to hear.
It's got Mads. What's his name?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh damn! Both of you got that pretty quick.
How many people are named Mads?
One.
Exactly.
Chaos Walking. That's it. Sorry, I was close.
Oh, good.
Oh damn.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's like Alice and I were watching it, and we were just like bored, and she's like, I'm already fed up with this movie, can you shut it off?
There's a new show that I was watching not too long. I completely forget the name. It's like some Spanish sounding name. I don't know, sorry, my bad.
Right.
But what happens is, I'm going to explain to you the plot of this TV show that I can't remember the name of. Please feel free to chime in. But a big hole opens up in like California or something, and a bunch of people fall in, and then like what happens is that when they fall in the hole, it teleports them or like travels them back into like dinosaur time, and they're like stuck there at the bottom of the hole, and everyone's like, ah, they're in the hole now, they're not getting out. And then dinosaurs start flying out of the hole, and everyone's like, oh shit, that's it, that's the show.
What?
Yeah.
That was a fever dream.
Are you sure this was an actual
this
show?
This is a real show featuring actors that play characters in it. I know it's a fact, because I had a record on my PVR, and watching it the whole time just reminded me of like early, like mid-2010 era of TV.
You're not talking about This Is the End, are you?
No, it's not This Is the End, because okay. I would know it's This Is the End because that features Jonah Hill and Michael Cera, who I hate
nothing,
both of.
It has nothing to do with the center of the earth. That's like the apocalypse.
Oh, well, yeah, but I don't know.
And they go to heaven and sing Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, Backstreet.
Spoilers.
What are you spoilers? It's not a spoiler. That movie came out in 2006.
And everyone knows that the Backstreet Boys go to heaven.
Yeah.
They are
Backstreet
heaven.
Boys go to heaven.
Maybe not Brian, but...
When did This Is the End come out? How old is that movie?
It can't be 2006.
No, like it's
2006,
like,
dude.
No,
it's like 2014.
That's wrong.
Yeah, it is.
That's wrong, dude. Michael Cera still looked like a twink back then. He was ready to go, man.
But he was already famous enough to where he's playing himself as like a joke.
It's 2013.
Yeah, it came out in 2013.
Yeah, I was close.
Oh my God.
You know, we're 7 years past that already, right? Like,
don't talk about that with me. I don't need to hear that.
8 years. Sorry. Jesus.
Dude, if this is the end with a child, it would have gained consciousness by now.
I just said the word out. Okay. So a peek into what I've been playing this week, just to like tease the audience.
Yeah.
I just started playing Mass Effect Legendary Edition, and I was remarking to Lace that I haven't played this game in 10 years. And then I said that out loud, and I said, no, it's been longer than that.
15 years.
It's been longer than 10 years.
What's the okay? We all suffer from this. Everyone on this podcast suffers from it. Maybe a little bit differently between the four of us.
Sure.
But how long ago for you guys is the cutoff point for it not mattering what year it was? You know, like if you were to tell me, like if you were to tell me that something came out in 2000 and 2010, that's like the same distance for me. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, to me. Well, I think we talked about this last week, but the 90s was 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, 90s was 2 years ago.
No, 90s was 30 years. The 90s are 30 years behind.
I know. No, 10 years. I just told you that.
The young kids, the hip kids, are referring to the to 1990 as the 19th century.
Yeah, keep this in mind. Kids born in 2000 are now 21 years old.
Don't do that.
Because I'm keeping up with the kids, you know, trying to stay hip. I was watching the TikTok, and there was one that came on with a nice gentleman. He was playing both characters. It's an acting choice, I guess. But he's like,
often is
hey, man, yeah. Hey, man, how old, when were you born? And he's like, oh, I was born in 2000. And he's like, and? What do you mean, and? It's a compound sentence. You're still going? There's still more?
It's true. I don't think about the fact that people were born like, and they're like cognizant human beings that were born into like 2006.
I don't like this, dude. It's a wild world that we're living in.
Kids born in 2010 are now 11 years old.
Yeah, like, what the hell? That's wild, man. We're all going to die. Huh? That's crazy. Can you imagine when we're just like dead?
They don't, whatever. Like,
yeah, there is, who cares?
There was one that I saw where the guy's like, can I see your ID? And he goes, pull it out. And he goes, oh, don't worry, man. I seen the one. He goes, the what? He goes, you know, the one before the two in the year. And it just like turns gray. Just like,
dude, think of it this way. We're statistically, we're all like more than one third of the way to death.
Hold on. Are we going to glaze past Pasquale's nihilistic descent?
What? 2 seconds ago? Which one?
Which one?
We're all dead, so what does it matter?
Yeah, no, we don't have time to unpack all that.
Like, it's in the past. It's done.
We got to talk about what we've been playing this week. You know, the things that really matter. Video games.
What is this podcast?
Have we had one episode within like recent memory where we haven't spiraled down into like some sort of like, you know,
existential like the most recent podcast was, we called it Let's Get Existential Podcast.
So I've been having a little bit of a break from my usual video game playing. You know, I went back and cleaned up, but revisited a couple old Nintendo titles on the good old Switch.
Nice.
You know,
just for fun.
Just for fun. You know, because it's playing a video game. What's the other option, Pasquale?
Well, no, for you, like if you're playing PlayStation stuff, it's getting trophies.
That's true, actually. Yeah, no, that's
still fun.
Yeah, no.
Well, no, it's not always fun.
Now, there's a quota I have to maintain in order to keep up my ranking within Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need to maintain one trophy every 3 hours, basically.
Yes.
Down to just to maintain, and then
that's exhausting.
No, but yeah, I started Super Mario Odyssey again, and they added like a whole bunch of like, not DLC, but they added in new costumes that you could buy with the in-game currency and stuff like that. So that's been fun. I've been playing as Zombie Mario. It's nice. Straight up bussing. Yeah. I did pick up Pokemon Unite a little bit again. I don't think I like the game. I don't know, man. I'm weird when it comes to MOBAs. It's either I'm all in or I'm not in at all. And I think I'm not in at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because of recent news, I did briefly pick up Animal Crossing. And we have a very Nintendo-themed episode today for you guys. We're going to be going over the Animal Crossing Direct in a little bit. But there is a bigger, more important story for us to dig into after that. But because I'm a Nintendo simp, I was hyped for Animal Crossing. So I loaded that up. Walked around my island, realized that everything is on fire.
Literally? And,
I'm going to have almost, pretty much.
Yeah. All the islanders are rioting.
Yep, there's weeds everywhere. And the villagers are coming up to me like, he's back. they descended into cannibalism. You know, it's been a mess.
It's been Lord of the Falls over there.
Yeah, but you know, hey, Isabella's been there. Mars. I got this weird this new villager moved in. It's like this weird pharaoh cat, and she's just been like pumping music late at night. It's been ridiculous. A lot of visitors though in the island, so I couldn't help. It's been good for tourism. Mm-hmm. Man, depending on when you listen to this episode, that joke's gonna be so aged. It's wild. Anyway, Pasquale, have you been playing?
Still playing Persona 5. I finished now my fourth palace.
Nice. I think you're at 1 week.
Yeah,
he's averaging. Keep it on track. Yeah.
Well, the thing is with this one.
Oh.
Oh my God! Did
we seem to have a Pasquale-related difficulty?
It kind of implies that there's going to be something else.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
He's back. Yeah.
You raptured.
Okay. My bad. I thought it was good.
All right, I'll have to edit that one.
Thanos snapped.
My guys. What was I saying? Oh yeah, because I finished the fourth palace. At least I think I did, because they imply that there's going to be more.
Yes, there's more.
Well, it's Futaba's palace, so
yeah, there's more. There's more.
Yeah, I figured. Well, anyway, so yeah, I got to that point. Now I'm just waiting out the time.
Oh man! All right. Well,
we're gonna have to cut
this. This is the first time this has happened. First, it's usually Chris that has technical difficulties.
I figure out what's going on because.
Stefano, how about you take over? What have you been playing?
We're just gonna skip over him. It's fine. I've been playing some more Scarlet Nexus, and kind of playing.
Did Pasquale? For those of you listening at home, Pasquale's been having a couple Zoom-related difficulties. But the best part is that his video feed is just freezing at the perfect times. So we're just getting like the best of faces right now.
His background is the Joker dancing down the stairs. So yeah, it's just going really well.
Yeah. Go ahead, Stefano.
I've been pushing through on Scarlet Nexus, and I just downloaded Battletoads and Guacamelee 2 because I wanted to.
Oh, nice! Guacamelee is a great game.
Is this the remake Battletoads?
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet. I just downloaded it. Have you heard anything about it?
So you do have Battletoads.
I do, in fact, have Battletoads.
Classic.
I too also have Battletoads. Yes,
so you do have Battletoads.
I actually have the one on the Super Nintendo.
We are making a meme joke from like literally 2000, years ago.
2007.
Oh my God, even longer than that. Oh my God, I just did it again.
It's last year.
Oops.
I'm looking up, do you have Battletoads meme? Keep going. I'll update you.
And like I mentioned, earlier in this podcast, foreshadowing, I just got Mass Effect Legendary Edition and plan on going through the trilogy all over again. So that will be what I say I'm playing for the next 6 months, probably.
Yeah.
So just prepare for that, guys. Sorry.
So the earliest mention of do you have Battletoads dates back to 2013 on 4chan.
Oh, okay. So I was right 10 years ago.
Okay. I thought it was earlier than that.
And apparently in 2019, I don't remember this, but GameStop leaned into the Battletoad meme where they had an E3 trailer that, you know, they announced a new Battletoad game and it said, we have Battletoads.
So yeah. You mean GameStop leaned into a meme 7 years later?
Yeah. Well, you know, they had to clear a lot of the corporate stuff, right? It has to run up the ladder, then down the ladder, and then they have to like approve on it, right? Because, you know, even though they are like the cool hip industry, they're run by corporations, just like Hot Topic.
True. That's actually very accurate.
I don't know why I just wanted to. I just felt like I just wanted to shit on Hot Topic a little.
Hot Topic is run by 16-year-olds in the store.
No, it's the dude. Hot Topic is like super corporate.
Is it actually?
Now, yeah.
Hot Topic is ridiculously like by the book business.
Oh, mm-hmm. I think really represents the kids these days.
That's
not fun. 2007 fashion from emo kids. That's what we're gonna do.
Oh no, it's not even that anymore, dude. It's like, you know what you guys like? Anime. You know what you guys like? Pop figures. You know what you guys like? Nothing but whatever we tell you. Like,
you know what you like? Wrestling and Supernatural.
Yeah, like seriously, like there's like no like alternative clothing now, except it's all like pushed into the back of the corner of the store. It's like, oh, you like Slipknot? That's okay. You like Post Malone though? Yeah, we got Post Malone.
They have Blackcraft there, don't they?
Well, they got everything that's pop. It might as well just be Think Geek the store now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man. Or is it Spencer's that has Blackcraft?
Do the
sells Blackcraft?
there's a mall not too far from me that had a Spencer's like right across from a Hot Topic. Spencer's is gone, dude. Spencer's is basically Hot Topic, but you could like buy sex toys.
They're the same company.
Is it?
Yeah.
I that would not surprise me.
Yeah, they're owned by the same people.
But Spencer's is gone?
I think the store is still around, right? But the one by me, like, they closed down.
Well, at that point, they're the same. Like, what would be the, why would you keep them both?
Well, Spencer's, you could buy dildos.
Yeah, but that's not, why would the mall want that?
Why wouldn't they want
that? Where else are people going to go buy their sex toys? You know what?
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Or
you're going to have to go to the back of the Mark's Work Warehouse now.
Jesus.
Or their shirts that say, like, I'm too high.
Those are just handcuffs. They're not sex toys.
Dude, but here's the thing I don't even understand about Hot Topic is like when they do have like their pop variant, like fucking t-shirts, it's just like they pick two random things that are somewhat popular and just like mash them together. It's like, oh, what are the kids like today? They like Star Wars and they like The Walking Dead. Okay, we'll get the Ewoks and we'll call it the Ewalking Dead. Boom, put that on a t-shirt, pump it out. Like just fuck, stop. I don't understand this.
I mean, some of the stuff that came out originally in that time frame when we would have been going to Hot Topic wasn't even that better either, because it was like all like oh my, they had like those weird like alien head things where like emo was like, you know what I'm talking about?
Pon and Z,
is that what it was called? I don't know.
They're like super emo guys, like
I got a hurdy.
It's like Pon and Z comics.
Ooh woo, and like XD rar.
First of all, that was the shit then.
No, it was bad then too.
It was not bad then. You say
it
that now.
It was bad then. It was no, bad then. Stop.
It was literally like the shit. Like, I'm not saying like I liked it.
I got your picture popular. And I'm coming with you, but it was bad.
The people who identified with that created TikTok.
What? I don't. What's the problem?
With the many
people. You're the problem. That's what. Yeah.
So, not the first time I've heard that before.
Chris, what have you been playing?
I'm still finishing up the ass end of Assassin's Creed.
Are you not
done
this?
How angry you are.
Stop playing this game.
I'm trying to 100% it so that I can get all the trophies and then just be like, yep, I don't ever have to touch it again.
Are you a trophy hunter?
I am a trophy hunter.
Really?
Play at least if you're gonna play a game that's easy trophies, play one that doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, like Chicken Run. How many platinums you got?
I'm actually
playing this up
for you right now.
Play My Name Is Mayo.
I have
they
15.
Made a sequel.
That's right. They did make
there's a sequel. My Name Is Mayo too. It's
awesome. I have 15 platinums.
Oh, okay. That's respectable.
Like I don't platinum every game. Like I try to platinum in one run if I can. In certain games, I'll do like a full platinum run. Like Infamous. Yeah, I easily like play that game 3 times to get the platinum. Or like so I got like the platinum in all 3 Infamous titles.
What did you think of Second Son?
I like Second Son.
I enjoyed Second Son. Yeah.
See, me too. Everyone gave it. A lot of people gave it shit. I really like that game.
A lot of people give it shit
because they said it. Like he wasn't. Delson wasn't as cool as a character as Cole.
His power was like less impressive, but it was still pretty cool.
I know that smoke power was pretty dope. And
that's the thing. Like at first, you're like, "Oh, what's your power?" It's like because like what were the powers in the game? There was like smoke. There was neon. There was like glass and stone. I think were the other ones. Stone,
smoke, neon, television,
concrete.
Was it television? Like,
yeah, you could,
was like, it actually specific television or was it something
like,
else?
It was like technology because you could shoot through like satellites and like fly across and then you kind of become like a Gundam with wings.
See, I thought that was cool as hell because like they really did, like they pulled out random shit that really hasn't really been done before, right?
I thought that game was dope as hell. And the
like
and
concrete, whatever. Oh yeah, it was glorious. Yeah.
Space Needle, you jump up and shit. So good.
For like a launch PS4 game. It was great.
It looked great.
Yeah.
And then you go back and you watch the trailer and it's freaking Nirvana
and it
covered by Dead Sarah. It looks so good. A little on the nose since it's Seattle, but I'll
a little on the, no, just a little bit. Yeah.
I might not platinum this one. I might just finish and get it done. But like I'm trying to get all the collectibles at least.
Yeah. I'm at a moral crossroad right now when it comes to my trophy hunting. So yeah. I love trophy hunting. I think it's fun. It's cool when you get like a really rare one. Nobody cares about it, but you do. And then you can bring it up in conversations when you're on a date. the issue that I have right now is I have 69 platinum trophies.
Oh,
well, you're done. Stop.
And I know if I pass that, I have to keep going until I hit 420. Yeah, and I don't know if I have that much time left on this earth.
How long did it take you to get to 69?
I'm gonna say less than 5 years.
Does anyone have over 400 platinums?
Yeah, there's some dude who has like thousands of them.
Is there even that many platinums?
There are. Oh, yeah.
There's so many.
Because remember, what you can do is if a game is released on different platforms in different regions, you could stack platinums.
Yeah.
You could get it on the PS4. You could get PS4 European version, a Japanese version, then PS5, Vita, and like all that. You have to buy the game a whole bunch. Multiple you can stack it.
You know what the best one is? The best ones are when you can buy them and it auto loads your platinum.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
That's the best.
That's beautiful right there. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what platinum number 70 is going to be. It could be Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, but that game I hate.
It's very easy to platinum that game. Oh, yeah.
I know, but like
backwards lately.
Just put in like a fast travel. Why don't I have to run around a planet on this like bullshit maps? Whatever. That's not the point of today's episode.
See, that's when you add it into the second game, and then that looks like, oh, look at this. We got fast travel.
Yeah. But you're just adding this. What are you talking about? Add it into the second game. It's like, what is this game? It wasn't created in like 2007 when they didn't know what they were doing back then. It's just put in a fast travel.
God of War had a terrible fast travel system, and it was like
put it in after the game is done.
They put it in that game. I think you beat that game in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but just have it be like have it so you can teleport back to the ship after the story.
Yeah, that'd be worth it.
It's not that big of a map though. It doesn't take that long.
I hate it. I hate it, dude. I'm on a PS5. Do you know how easy it is to get around in Ghost of Tsushima on the PS5?
Very easy.
It takes more time to load up the map than it does to actually load into your fast travel point. That game has ruined me. I can't play anything anymore. Anyway,
yeah, it does that.
Let's just talk hold about on. What happened.
I have an anecdote.
Okay.
So I was listening to Paul Moriarty's podcast, Sacred Symbols Plus, and he had a developer on Techland. He does not need my help. he had a developer from Techland on, and they were talking about like how games are never really like, they're saying gold doesn't mean gold anymore.
Yeah.
It's like when a game goes gold, it doesn't mean anything. And he's like, well, actually I can tell you why, or I guess in the case of Techland, like why that happens. And he's like, because when you go gold, you then have to like ramp up production and send everything out to like the stores and to the reviewers. That takes like 2 months. So the studio's like, okay, well, we'll say it's gold now because it like works technically, but then we have 2 months to like really get it right before anyone sees the game. Instead of like waiting till they get it right and then saying like, oh, we have 2 months, like what's the best way to maximize our dev time? We're just gonna say it's gold like now, and then we can like really jam in like 2 months of crunch to make sure it's actually
we can gold. Really work our employees to the minimum wage. But it'll be a good tweet.
In Poland they make lots of money for the area, so they're okay, but yeah, I'm like, that's interesting. I never like, I guess it's like smart.
Yeah, well, I mean, nothing really matters anymore, you know. You could say whatever you want and then just roll out a day one patch and then you're set, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you see that CD Projekt Red delayed Witcher 3 and Cyberpunk next gen versions like another year?
Like, not honestly,
just good. Do it.
Yeah. After the absolute nightmare that was Cyberpunk,
just give up. Can we just give up on PS4? Like, just stop. Just forget it.
No, we're stuck with it until at least 2023. Because Sony's not going to be able to cut that cord until there's enough consoles out on the shelves for people to make it.
They were the highest selling console this month. They beat Nintendo.
Yeah,
for the first time Nintendo got beat.
Yeah, because you know they can say whatever they want, but it doesn't mean I have one.
Yeah, they have to make it easily accessible.
If you wanted one, you could get one.
I've looked. I have not seen one.
And if I really wanted to go and buy a human kidney, I could do that.
But you guys also live in a higher, like, dense populated place. Like, I get my leftovers.
As well, I didn't get it from a store. He ordered it online. If you
I got mine from Amazon.
From Walmart online.
Yeah, but my point is that if you can wanted to commit the time to like really only follow Walmart Canada on Twitter, like Miss Wally did, you could probably get one.
Yeah, well,
I'm not saying to do it. I'm just saying like you could do it. It's
Chris,
possible.
All we're trying to say is that you know you're get a smart good. Guy, right? But if you just apply yourself a little bit more, I think you could. You know, you could really make something good here.
Chris, mom and dad are really talking a fair point here.
Yeah. I know you don't like it when mom and dad fight. Wait, who's the mom situation?
You guys decide.
I honestly, I'm probably not going to get a PS5 until it comes out in black, to be honest.
You might have to wait a little bit for that.
I'll be honest.
With those the things being stopped, what are they called now?
Boom.
ND brand.
There it is.
Yeah, apparently D brand is getting a little bit of hot water from Sony. They were the ones selling those black faceplates. The black faceplates. What was the tweet that they put out? They're just like, what are you going to do? Sue us?
Oh, like, so literally it was like on their homepage that like when you went to the thing, it says, go ahead and sue us, Sony, or something like that. And that's what Sony's doing.
Sony says, hold my
beer. Sony's like, now, right.
if you go to the page, I believe it goes to a cease and desist.
Oh, yeah. So,
I like the thing that Sony was like, we weren't going to sue you, but once you call us out like that, like now we have to.
Okay. I mean, like, we got stuff to talk about, but I just want to address this quickly. Why the fuck would they do that? Like, who in the PR department was like, let's call out Sony for our illegal products?
That's some, like, sneaky publicity, though.
It destroys their company.
But I don't think it'll fully destroy them.
Getting sued by Sony?
Don't think they'll sue.
If they cease and desist, then it'll be fine. But like that kind of like makes their name get out there more. Whether they're selling those faceplates or what or something else.
They put out the faceplates and they're like, let's just bait Sony for free publicity.
Yo, that's so punk rock. These guys got sued by Sony. I'm gonna buy whatever they offer.
Look at these guys sticking it to the corporate man. I shop at Hot Topic.
This is a hardcore goth.
Oh, I guess they've updated the page for it too. It's kind of funny. So, cutting corners, our loss is your gain. Imagine that I can't even say this number.
I love it.
Oh my god.
21.
21. Yeah, just say 21.
3, 6.
Counting the zeros.
What is 12 decimals of zeros?
Isn't it like a Googleplex or something like that?
After is no what wait.
Isn't that a 12?
12 decimals or 12 zeros?
No, and yes, 12 is a trillion.
Okay, so it's 15 trillion. Yeah, okay. Imagine you're a 15 trillion yen enterprise who just spent a small fortune designing their next gen gaming console. A privately held corporation run by robots makes it black. The world rejoices. You're livid. You vent your frustrations to a team of lawyers. They get to work. Now, under a threat of litigation, these robots have to redesign their dark plates while also funding a legal defense. Needless to say, some corners were cut and you're welcome.
Are they just calling them out again?
Like, what are they doing? What are they doing? What is their goal here? They're going to get destroyed, man.
They're just trolling.
I don't know. It's kind of nice. Like they changed the way it looks a little bit. And they put a thing. Thanks, Sony. Do you have any idea how many lawyers we had to go through to find some that were willing to take on the Dark Plates case? We'll give you a hint. The answer is at the bottom of Lake Ontario. Turns out our new lawyers can handle either the murder charges or the Dark Plates file, but not both. We may be at a maximum security prison by the end of the year, but at least your PlayStation 5 will have an indisputably original design.
What drugs were they on when they wrote this?
Well, I think the reality is they're like, fuck it, whatever, man.
The colonizing part is that there's colonizing no reason Mars. For any of this.
We proudly boasted that the Dark Plates 1.0 packaging was the pinnacle of box science. What do you do when you've already reached the summit? The answer is obvious. You go even higher. Today, we are proud to announce that we've set the box scientists to Mars. It's going to take a while to replace who perished along the one-way journey, but the results speak for themselves.
Is the same person who wrote, like, Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, sounds like.
PR set?
Dude, I don't think Sony actually sued them. I think they're just like that old dude that, like, you know, he's like an uncle, he's somehow related to you, and he's just got like weird stories, and like once a year you need to sit down with him and just let him talk.
Well, basically, like, their whole thing is like shitting on Sony's design for this, because they're like, yeah, we added in vent holes where you guys didn't, because, you know, you guys didn't think about it, and We've rounded the corners to make it look less like a router and stuff like that.
What if? Hear me out, okay? What if, just like this whole thing with fucking Blue Box, this is a conspiracy, okay? And really, Sony bought Dark Plates. They didn't sue them.
I can believe like, that.
Make this shit.
Tony just bought out the brand.
Literally, it literally says like on the top of the corner says Dark Place 2.0. Checkmate, comma, lawyers, period.
Oh,
so they must have like had to like look over the patent for Sony and be like, okay, what can we do to change it just enough to not get fucked?
So they did completely change it. So like how the Sony's got like that 1-inch gap and it kind of makes it look square, they've now rounded it so that's almost flush to the curves of the system. Dark. Like it looks sleek. I kind of wish Sony would have did it like this.
Well, oh my god,
did you scroll
the site?
Hmm.
Did you scroll the site to see like?
Oh, I'm reading this whole website. It's so funny.
Oh my god, this is hilarious.
Finishing touches: Dark Plates meets Light Strips. If you've made it this far down the page without buying anything, comma, you're probably a lawyer. Good news for us, bad news for you. There probably aren't any newly improved patents on custom LED light stripping, middle skins, or all new Dark Plates 2.0 colorways. Serve us another cease and desist if we're wrong.
Oh, it actually really does look a lot better.
These guys are so just ballsy. I love it.
Dude, this is like what court cases are going to be like in like 10 more years.
Oh, they're also from Toronto, guys.
Oh, well then shit, let's get them on the show. Dbrand, if you listen to the show, reach out. You know, my people, I mean me, I'll be in touch with your people.
Site is really well made too. Who the hell made this site?
It's beautiful. The parallax scrolling and everything.
This is dope as hell.
Those of you listening at home, go to the Dbrand website so you get the full experience of this podcast.
What else can I buy from them?
Yeah. You can get cases for your phone, your iPads, whatever. This will be what the
show is now.
I want to support them.
Yeah,
they got stuff for the Switch and everything too.
If masks, cool. Anyway, this is the Let's Shop Dbrand podcast.
Welcome to the Let's Get the Cease and Desist podcast today. Listen, on the show,
we haven't got a cease and desist from Activision yet. We're not gonna get one.
Big fans.
They even got a, remember when the original Animal Crossing system was hard to get? They released one that's called in brackets not Animal Crossing, and then it's like Animal Crossing, but it's not.
Are you trying to tell me that Nintendo didn't sue them but Sony did?
Yeah,
that's shocking.
Is this how easy it is to avoid like copyright infringement? You just put not in front of it?
Nah.
This is not Bowser's penis. You know, then you're good to go.
No one will say anything. You're set.
Anyway, let's get into the news. Boom Stinger, baby. Right. So we had a couple things hitting the sound waves of the internet this last week in gaming. One of the big one was the Animal Crossing Direct, which outlined the final update, the quote-unquote final update for Animal Crossing New Horizons on the Nintendo Switch. We're going to talk about it because, honestly, I wasn't expecting this much. I was expecting this game to just kind of die, as Nintendo usually does with their games somehow. Nintendo's weird when it comes to like deciding what games to support and what games not to. Like every once in a while, I'm like, I see nothing about Mario Kart, but they're like, hey, we're adding like a new player. It's a Mario Golf. I'm like, really? Okay, sure, whatever.
I mean, speaking of Mario Kart, there's literally like TV ads still for Mario Kart. Like, does anyone who has a Switch not have Mario Kart?
Like, dude, Mario Kart 8 is like the best-selling game on the Switch platform.
Yeah, I don't understand.
If you have a Switch, there's like literally an 80% chance that you also have Mario Kart.
Yep. And if you don't have it, you just have two Switches.
Yeah, exactly. That's the people that like bought multiple Switches are what's pulling that statistic down.
That's right.
That's the only thing that's stopping it. So big shout out once again to Alice. She was the one who formulated all of these notes for the Animal Crossing Direct. So thank you, Alice, for that, just like you did last time with the Smash Pokemon. Brothers. Well, Pokemon, that's right. Yeah, with Pokemon. I remember things. Honestly, dude, as soon as these recordings end, everything just leaves, man. Let's get into it. So first up, The Roost Coffee Shop with Brewster is going to be located in the museum. You can invite friends for coffee, or, and this is the big one, you could use amiibos to invite specific characters. Yeah. I'm happy that The Roost is going to be in the museum because I have no idea where the fuck I would put another building on my island. So this is a good way of doing it. Okay, so here's the thing. You could, like, scan amiibos into the new Animal Crossing update, and that character will show up in the coffee shop, and you could sit down and you can have coffee with them.
Yep.
And the worst part is, I think this is the most intense use of amiibo Nintendo has ever attempted. Like, this is pretty ambitious stuff for amiibos. Because usually it's like, scan this amiibo, and you get, like, a banana. You know, like, it's along those lines. Now we're getting character models.
Well, I mean,
we're getting a whole new line of Animal Crossing amiibo cards coming too.
In Mario Maker, you could scan in amiibos, and that would give you the skin for like certain maps and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was pretty cool too.
That was a cool feature.
Just like make an amiibo game. Like, not, that's not the Animal Crossing board game. Like, come on, Nintendo. I don't know. Anyway, Cap'n, he's back, boys. Yeah, he's back. They'll bring you to different islands for 1,000 Nook Miles. These islands can be any season or different times of day, different hemispheres, and offer new plants. They're adding a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
The big one, this is like one that I really like, Harv's Island. So before, this was like a place you could go there and you could take photos. Like, it was the stupidest thing. A lot of people liked it. Those people are wrong.
Yeah.
Now they're adding it so that the rotating vendors that would visit your island like on different times of the week, you could actually set up like a little camper van for them there, and you could turn that island into like almost a flea market.
Yeah.
Where you'll like always have like these vendors there. Yeah. And it's like a progressive thing that you need to work into and like have time. And like Katrina, the fortune teller, is going to make her debut there. She wasn't in the game before. Once you pay for the shop, it'll always be available. So you'll have access to Kix, Sahara, and a whole bunch of other rotating vendors, which is really cool.
Fox like, tells me fake art.
Yeah. Yeah. Red.
Fuck that guy.
That son bitch. I don't know if he was there. I love
him. I don't know if he's included with that.
I'm missing so many like paintings and statues from my museum. Because that bitch refused to show up on my island.
Yeah.
Island ordinances. This is something that we had in the last Animal Crossing game. You can now set different ordinances for your town. So for example, if you wake up early, you could make the ordinance early bird. So shops will open up earlier, villagers will wake up. So you could really like, you know, set it so that the game will match your play style. Mm-hmm. One of the ones that I like, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like Nature Lover or something like that, that just stops weeds from growing and make it so that flowers and stuff don't die, which is beautiful.
It's just a huge fan like of that. Codes.
What's that?
It sounds like cheat codes.
It's not really, I mean, like kind of, right? Like one like, of like you do Night Owl, right? So Night Owl means that shops close 3 hours later. So like if you work you all day.
Just change your clock.
No, it's cheating.
What's the difference?
It's cheating. Well, that's the difference.
This allows it to like keep you from having to do stuff like that. Like,
sure.
Like
sure.
You can also.
And from being a dirty cheater.
Yeah.
You dirty can also, time traveling bastard.
You can also use it to like increase the value of certain items like on your shop, or like keep the trash from showing up. Like when you know, it's just a nice way if like you don't always have time to do certain things, like you just want to make the best out of your playthrough.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. It's just like, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. So Stephanie, maybe you should, we're going to shit on Nintendo on this episode. Don't worry. Now is not the time to do it.
Especially since like, let's say you already got your, like you finished the game, quote unquote, like you don't want to waste your time doing shit you don't want to do.
Finish the game. That's funny. Storage is expanding up to 5,000 items, which is disgusting, and I'm here for it. Huge one, farming. You could grow vegetables and use them to cook. They're adding a farming simulator into Animal Crossing, complete with cooking.
You can also, with the storage, you can also place down a shed that can be placed anywhere on the island and used to access your home storage.
Yeah, that's pretty massive, too. Like, that's awesome, dude.
You can set it up, like, on the other end of the island so you don't have to go back and forth.
Yeah. I'm just here for the... I don't know, dude. Cooking in a game is my weakness. I don't know how to cook in real life. I'm really bad at it.
Is that why you like Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, maybe. I spent a lot of time just, like, mixing a whole bunch of shit into pots and just, like, trying to get something good until I looked up a guide. It was a lot of fun. I don't know what it is. It's just simple stuff, you know?
You know who's cooking better than Breath of the Wild?
What's who?
Monster Hunter.
I know there's one game you don't like with cooking.
Cooking,
Cooking Mama?
Cooking Mama. I love Cooking Mama.
It's a great game, yeah.
Overcooked?
No, that's not real cooking. Okay?
That oh, that's bullshit. Cooking.
That's a match two game just in disguise. Do you guys hear about the Cooking Mama controversy not too long ago?
No.
I think I did, but go remind me.
So, like, I might get some of the information wrong here because, like, I'm trying to remember it and it was years ago. But basically, the people at Cooking Mama made a version of Cooking Mama for whatever current generation of PlayStation was out there. And Sony had no idea about it.
Okay.
And like, it got to the point where it was on the eShop. Sony's like, what is this game? Why is it here? Get rid of it. So like, they basically made the game, they tested it, they published it, it was approved, and nobody at Sony knew this was happening.
How to get approved?
That's the question. Like, what the fuck happened? Because Cooking Mama was not allowed on the Sony shop because at that time it was a Nintendo exclusive.
But yeah, that's right.
They made a very small amount of physical discs for this Cooking Mama game for the PlayStation that did make it to shelves before like it got shut down. Oh, so some of them are out there.
So much money.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. I just really want to. Like, I would love to know how that happened.
It's honestly the least surprising thing I've ever heard in my life. Nintendo is the same people. Nintendo, sorry, I'm just so used to shitting on them. No, Sony is the Sony is the same company that like looked this developer I know in the face saying like, yeah, we're not, no problem, you can totally publish your game to the PS Vita. And then like, there's an article that came out the next day like, we're shutting down the PS Vita store. It's like, what?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair though, I mean, stuff like that happens pretty often. Where it's just like, yeah, go ahead, because they're not going to be like, you know what, we're going to let you in on a little secret. We're killing the service next week.
But just don't tell anyone. You know? People that are developing a game, it's like they're like, this game's been coming in 6 months. Can it go in your store?
No, it's not.
They're not going to be like, nah, dude, we can't.
That's exactly what.
Why? What's wrong? We follow the guidelines. You know, we pass the approval. It's certified. Oh. It's like, all right, just don't tell anyone. We're killing the surface, taking it out. Yeah, there's more to this Animal Crossing stuff. Pro decorating license. This means that you can add lighting and shelves to ceiling and also use wallpapers to create accents walls in a room, meaning one wall can have a different wallpaper than the other wall.
That's so good. Dude, why did that take so long?
I don't know why. Like, here's my main complaint with this Animal Crossing game. I love it. I really do. I haven't touched it in like 3 months, except yesterday. The main thing that I disliked about New Horizons is that every update was just putting in shit from older games. You know, it was like, here's a feature that was really good in like Wild World. Okay, bring it in. You know, they didn't really do, I mean, like, yes, they did new things, obviously, when like you start on a deserted island and build it up into a village. That's different. But like all the major updates were like, okay, we're going to bring back Brewster. Okay, we're going to bring back diving. You know, like it was just like, yeah. I really wanted something
new
and exciting. Which I guess we did kind of get, but whatever. Bridges and inclines. Maximum has been increased to 10 each. That's a big one. That's a big one. Before it was only 8, and I found that out the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
New furniture, new fences, new hairstyles, new reactions are all coming. Gyroids and gyroid fragments to turn into gyroids.
They're all making
they make all kinds of sounds and can be customized. Oh, baby.
Yeah, gyroids, they've been out of the game for a couple of series, I think.
It's been a while, yeah.
They, a sex move.
It is a sex move, yes. No, it's gyrating, which is derived from gyroid. It's where they, you know, it's the
robot that does it.
Well, I mean, canonically, or not canonically, but like in their real world counterparts, aren't they like urns for the dead or something like that?
It's something related to that.
Yeah. But they completely revamped them in the new update. Like they're no longer like these weird wooden statues. Now they look like almost, some of them look like vases. Some of them look like flower pots. Like they're themed after very small like desktop items. And they look really cool. Like they've redesigned all of them from the ground up.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm happy. They look nice. And finally, and Alice has wrote this one all in uppercase. You could permanently place ladders on cliffs.
Yeah, she's very excited about this one.
Dude, I will no longer have any cliffs. It'll just be ladders. Everything, I'm gonna have the most accessible island on the goddamn universe.
Yeah, and then the big point of this is like, this isn't everything that releasing in this last free update. Like this is just everything Alice said was like the most important. Like there's tons more coming.
This is the final, they're calling this Animal Crossing version 2.0. This will be the last big update for the game, closing it off until we eventually get another Animal Crossing on the Switch or whatever is next for Nintendo.
Not including paid updates that they will release.
So yeah. So Chris, do you wanna take it away for the first ever in the series history, the first ever paid DLC?
Yeah. So part of this update, the second part was not only are you getting a free update, but you're getting a paid one that you can buy into, which will be released November 5th for a price of $24.99. So that'll be about 35 Canadian.
Jesus Christ.
If not more. Depending if they put on the Nintendo tax for that.
It's about half the cost of the game.
Yeah. So this one's called Happy Home Paradise. You will be able to fly to another island for, quote, work, and your job is to design a vacation home for various clients. So basically you're like, what was that show called, where you were you had your little helper and you used to make dreams come true?
Oh my god, what show are you watching, dude?
They just did a remake of this on Amazon.
Paradise Island.
Is it Paradise Island?
Is that the one with Tattoo?
Yes, Paradise.
Yeah.
Island.
Yeah, yeah, that actor was wild, dude.
Yeah, this is basically what you're doing. It's Paradise Island.
Plane, the plane boss.
Jeez.
You design interior spaces with recommended furniture, and you can even build like a yard with an area for your clients. The exterior design can be done in similar menu as the interior, instead of having to do a square by square method that we have to do on our island. So you can just like quick...
Yeah.
Drop, drag, everything.
They really revamped the whole like decorating and landscaping features like for this update.
Yeah.
So let me understand that. So this is essentially introducing a job mini game where you get to be a home designer for different homes.
If you ever played Happy Home Designer for the Nintendo 3DS, it's that game, but they put it and revamped it into here. So the island that you're working on, it's like an archipelago. So there's 43 slots that you could fill up with various houses.
Yeah.
So if you really like the aspect of Animal Crossing of like designing and building houses, decorating, landscaping,
like this is for you.
This is it.
Oh man, don't tell Lacey.
So this one, like, depending like what your client's asking, they might ask you for like, I want a house that gives me summer vibes, and I want this and this. Like, there's different sections on that island that fit that description. You go in there, you find the perfect spot that you think fits what they're looking for. You go in, build the house, decorate it for them. You design the yard for them, give them everything you want. Like, it's all about like interior design and everything. Like,
that's pretty dope, actually. That's cool.
It says, as you design more vacation homes, more options will be available to use for your own home on the main island. These include pillars, partition walls, counters, soundscapes, furniture effects, and lighting. There will be a shop to purchase furniture on the vacation island that will have new items that are not available in the main game.
Honestly, $30, not that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, vacation,
go ahead, Chris.
On the vacation island, you can make schools, hospitals, and restaurants. You can share your designs with fellow designers via the new Happy Home Network app, which is going to be in the game. You can use amiibo cards to invite characters to be clients for your vacation island. New amiibo cards will be also available on the 5th, and new characters and even characters that previously did not have cards, like Raymond and Judy, will be available. The last part of this was, this content will be free if you purchase the new Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion.
Yeah. And that, I think, is going to take us into the main topic of the show. Boom Stinger. We had, at the end of the Animal Crossing Direct, we were given a little bit more information about the Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack upgrade, which will be available I think on the 25th of October, isn't it? It's launching in like 5 days' time, basically. Through this, you gain access to a library of Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis games. It's included the Animal Crossing New Horizons Happy Home Paradise DLC at no additional cost, and all the other benefits of the Nintendo Switch Online membership, such as, you know, being able to back up your games onto the cloud, the NES and the Super NES collection, and being able to play online. So all in all, I mean, it's pretty cool. There's a decent amount of stuff here. However, and this is where people are getting a little bit upset, this service is going to cost $50 a year, US. If you have a family account, it's going to cost you $80 a year, US. This is way too expensive.
So for price inflation for us as Canadians, this is going to be closer to $70 a year. And with a family plan, that's closer to $120.
Yeah, and as of right now, you know, 12 years of Nintendo Switch Online is $20, or the family membership is about $35 for 12 months. So we're going from $20 to $50. So it's an increase of $30 overall for this.
See, that right there is already the difference of the expansion.
Well, the expansion is $25.
Okay, but then you're also getting all these other games, albeit they're old, but they're still, like, you're getting a ton of them.
Yeah, but how much are those games actually worth, you know?
Like,
hold on, timeout.
Well, 1.5 million, according to
that's true. I mean, when you put in that, if you're getting Mario 64, you're getting a 1.5 million game right there.
Did you buy Super Mario All-Stars? Because an N64 port is worth like $67 apparently to you. So
I think, like, it's too much. I think Nintendo really needs to work out, like, how they're pricing out their legacy games, like their legacy content. Because this, like, to me, like, dude, I'm a diehard Nintendo apologetic, you know? I'll go to bat for them for pretty much everything, including war crimes. This is just, like, it's too much. Like, I don't think I'm going to get this. I really don't see any value to it.
It kind of upset me because this really only benefits people for the price point if they already had Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird too, right? Because there are people that are like, well, I don't want Animal Crossing. I don't have Animal Crossing. So, like, now you're just including DLC for a game that I don't want. And then also, what happens when I buy this game and I have the DLC and then I don't pay for next year and then I lose that DLC? Like, what happens to my game?
Yep.
You know, like, it's just a weird thing. Like, I don't even understand why they threw this into the bundle.
So,
if it's just like to, like, unless they knew it's like, okay, we can't justify this price point, just throw in the Animal Crossing DLC.
I think, now I'm going to surprise you all, I don't mind it.
No, because you're not going to get it anyway.
Well, that's true. But I don't mind it. I have regular Nintendo Online.
Yeah. Everyone does, because it does not matter, because it's $20 bucks. Nobody cares about it.
I don't mind.
For $70 though.
Hold on. I don't 70. Mind. Because you're already getting all these old content and a library instantly accessible on your console, which is A, pretty cool. B, now I think if Nintendo is smart, and I think this is what they are trying to foreshadow, is that if you pay them, you're going to get DLC for your games, mainline games, for free. That's why this is on there.
See, I thought about that too. And, like, straight up, if they were to be like, you know, if maybe, because Nintendo has been experimenting with DLC a lot more this generation, right? Like, we got the two expansion packs for Pokemon Sword and Shield. Mm-hmm. That's all I can think of right now.
Well, Smash Bros, right?
We got Smash all the Smash Brothers, Bros characters.
Yeah,
we got
the battle passes there, yeah.
We got the two Breath of the or the Calamity stuff that went
on. That's true. Yeah. And we also got Master Mode for Breath of the Wild itself, plus, like, that whole, like, everything there too. But those were free DLCs, right? This is, like, outside of Pokemon Sword and Shield and now Animal Crossing, we haven't really seen free. Much. They were free DLCs.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Were they? I might be wrong about that. Either way.
The expansion with Hyrule Warriors was in two parts too. That was like 30 something.
But if Nintendo wants to experiment with DLC more and then include whatever DLC they put out in this Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack, then yeah, it'll become worth it eventually, depending, assuming that you have those games and want that DLC, right?
Yeah.
But when is that going to happen?
You can make the same argument about PlayStation. PlayStation Plus could never be worth it if you don't like the free games.
Yeah. But the problem too, well, right?
Here's the difference though, right? There's actually games I can play online with people.
Sure, but if you have a Switch, you will always like old games. Like, there's no chance that you're like, oh, I don't like Super Mario on my, like, those retro games, you're always like,
yeah, but here's the thing though. Like, here's the thing though. Me, I still have my Nintendo Wii. I paid my $5, already have these games forever.
But do you really want to go plug in your Wii?
I will go plug in my Wii tomorrow.
Okay, you're like the only person on the planet who even wants to look at a Wii again.
You're thinking of the Wii U.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I apologize. Yeah.
The Wii, people are still playing the Wii because Just Dance 2001 is the last game released for the Nintendo Wii. It didn't even come on the Wii U. It went on the Nintendo Wii.
No one has a Wii U.
Yeah, everyone's got the Wii.
I think awesome. A big problem is, and Stefano, you brought it up too. Nintendo is in a position where, like, no matter what they do with an online service, they're going to get compared to the other two. You know, they're going to be compared to like what Sony is doing, which, like, really, like, honestly, like, their online Sony Plus, whatever it is that they're called,
PlayStation Plus.
Thank you. Their PlayStation Plus is a good deal. You pay for the year, you get triple A games. Every once in a while you'll get like a whiff, right? Whatever. But for the most part, the games that you get are pretty relatively mid to high profile games that are relatively newish, right? Like, and they're not afraid to mix it up too. Like, we got Fall Guys for free. We got Rocket League coming out, right? They gave out like a handful of triple A games too. And like, that's a good, and their online infrastructure actually works on like Nintendo.
You know what's
that's
really
a thing, like,
do you know, you get discounts.
Do you know what's
you
really
the discounts?
The nail in the coffin for Nintendo service is that you mentioned there's the one that costs $80, right?
Yeah. America. That's the family one.
So the family one for $80 is like 100 and something Canadian.
Yeah.
Like 120.
That's like maybe $20 cheaper than Game Pass Ultimate.
And that's the other thing.
And that gives
too,
you
right?
Game Pass across Xbox, phone, xCloud and PC, and it gives you EA Play.
It's not worth it. Like,
and
it's
that
not
gives you gold.
It.
Like, you get
especially,
gold included with that.
So yeah, when you compare right it to now. That, it makes it seem like nothing. So,
but here's the thing, though. Like, if Nintendo does like a Game Pass kind of thing, where like, hey, every DLC that comes on the Nintendo Switch system is free if you buy this, maybe I would consider it. But like, really, when it comes down to playing on the Switch, like, there's really no multiplayer games that I want to play online like I do on the PlayStation. Like, maybe you get someone that wants to play Splatoon.
I was gonna say some Squid Kid action.
But you're also but you're also describing a situation where it might become worth it to you eventually.
It's gonna take some years down the line.
Because yeah, well, right now you're paying an extra $30 for a couple of Nintendo 64 games, a couple Genesis games, and the Animal Crossing DLC. That's it. You're not paying for anything. That's all you get.
If they were smart, they would have like a Nintendo Plus game a month or something.
What? See, but that's the thing. Like, if you buy Nintendo online right now, you do get NES and Super NES games.
I mean,
and they randomly, there's no schedule. There's no pattern. There's no rhyme or reason to when they release new games for this. They just put out three games randomly, like every other month. At different dates, at different times. We're like, hey, yeah, this game from like 1980 is available now. And you're like,
and
oh, okay.
And to be fair, like four years ago, I already bought like the two classic systems that came out that offer me 25 plus games. And guess what? Like, I have them permanently.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, if Nintendo wants to put out like a Game Pass like subscriptions, you know, where it's like Nintendo Classics, where every day or like every week they release new games from their rich history, where they have a lot of games, they have access to a lot of stuff, they could eventually make that worth it. And I guess that kind of is what the Nintendo Switch Online service is right now, where they're building up these like online digital libraries of classic games. But it just, I don't know, man. I feel like they're missing the mark on the price point here. Like, maybe if it went from $20 to $40, if it was like twice as much.
That would be a logical jump, right? You're adding two more consoles. Okay. Double the price.
Yeah. I mean, like, that makes sense. I'm sure the N64 games are a little bit more spicy than like what you'll be able to get on like the NES, right? But $50?
Yeah.
So it's disgusting, dude.
I think I think like you said, like double the price point, not so bad, but like the fact that you're adding like it's what 150% more.
Yeah.
That's dodgy.
You're more than doubling the cost without giving more than twice the service.
Yeah.
Right. And also let's remember that Nintendo Online service is bad already. Correct. Which is why I don't care that it's $20.
I think they're just assuming everybody's gonna buy it because it has the DLC in there.
But yeah, but I mean, okay, so let's do the math on this.
There will be a lot of people that will buy it because of Animal Crossing. Like, yeah, but you're also missing out on all the people that are like, I don't care.
Yeah, I would just spend $25 and leave it alone.
Yeah, if you spend $25, you get the DLC and you own it forever. How many more years does the Switch have? Like realistically, right? I could see the Switch being phased out in maybe 4 years. 4 years time, I think Nintendo will be moving on to whatever's next, right? That is a long time. Okay, so that means that you're going to be paying $200. If you're a member of this for the next 4 years, that's $200. That $200 is getting you a couple N64 games, Genesis games, and you'll have access to the Animal Crossing DLC for that 4 years, as long as you're paying. How long are you going to actually be making use of that DLC, right? Like, at what point are you going to be like, okay, I'm done with Animal Crossing?
Are you going to play for a year and then be done with it?
At that point, just you put down the $25. You have it until the end of the Switch life cycle. Who knows what happens once the server shut down, but whatever. That's a topic of conversation for episode 420. you know, play like, it. I don't know, man. Like, Nintendo, what are you doing, man? You're making me not be able to say good things right now.
I'm just welcome to the dark side. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously. Yeah. And straight up, I don't think I'm going to be getting this. I'll probably pick up the Animal Crossing DLC because I think it's cool. I like Animal Crossing. And it offers value for the price that they're asking. They're asking a reasonable price for a reasonable amount of content.
Yeah, $25, not bad.
$25, whole bunch, mini game.
Big piece of content.
Yeah, for a massive big boy.
And $25 for deals for expansion or / DLC is not like crazy.
No, I think that's about in line. That's about how much they could get. I mean, shit, people spend $50 on like on armor for their horse nowadays, right?
I was gonna say $25, I think, is how much a battle pass costs for Call of Duty.
I think average, around that, yeah. Battle pass now, they try to keep them around like $10, but then some of the premium ones that last like 3 months, those ones usually are a little bit more chonky.
Chonk.
I forget how much I paid for the battle pass for Pokemon Unite, but I didn't even finish that one, so whatever.
You don't even like the game.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
Speaking of giving Nintendo coverage, we need to get Mark back on. He got an OLED.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. So we have somebody with a first-hand experience.
So why does he hate himself?
Yeah. So his Switch, if we have him on, he can tell you himself, but his Switch had Joy-Con drift.
And
his buttons are messed up. But so they had a trade-in value at EV Games. And so he brought his, and it was like it cut the price in like half or something like that, but they didn't even check his Joy-Cons. They took the money and didn't question it. Like, and then he got the OLED for like probably like, I don't know, I didn't ask how much it was, but it was much cheaper.
Yeah,
that's why Nintendo. All you had to do was bundle this Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack with the OLED. That's it. Could have justified the $50 price bump. Would have made people happy. Give people a reason to go out and get it. Oh, and also we should mention that if you are a Nintendo Switch Online member, you'll be able to purchase full-sized wireless Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis controllers to play the classic games, just as you remember playing them, for the low price of, I think, like $60 from the Nintendo Jesus.
Store. Yeah.
Straight up, I'm buying those. I'm getting
them. I would actually
those
want the N64.
Cool. Yeah, I want a wireless N64 controller. That's cool as fuck, dude.
That's like the Duke controller that that got released, I think, last year or two years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've got those.
So, I don't know. We'll see. There's been a lot of backlash to this. People are saying, like, and you know what? Like, honestly, whenever something like this happens, and we say it a lot on the show, but at the end of the day, you vote with your wallet. Because absolutely. If nobody makes use of the service, Nintendo is going to have to do something, right? They're not going to want to go to, like, the shareholders meeting next quarter and be like, so we rolled out this new program. Nobody likes it.
Well, 10 people signed up.
Yeah,
I think that is it's gonna succeed.
I don't know. I think succeed and do well are two different things here. I think people will absolutely make use of it. Don't get me wrong, people are gonna buy into it. But I'm hoping it's a similar situation as what happened when the 3DS launched, where nobody bought into it, or at least not enough to make them happy, so they lower the price. And they made up to the people that bought early by giving them like the ambassador program, where you got like a whole bunch of like, I think it was like a collection of 10 games that were never released on the platform again. Yeah. You only got through that ambassador program. Cause I have an ambassador 3DS that has those games and they were great. And now that I'm saying this out loud, shit, maybe I do want to buy this early because they do lower the price and I get some free swag.
Take a risk. Roll the
That's the plan.
Ah, shit. I really can't afford. I'm not going to talk myself into buying.
You did it to yourself.
It's not worth it.
Do it.
Pokemon Snap is going to be available on the Nintendo 64 collection at some point.
Do it.
But it's not available. It's not worth it right now.
Do it.
You played yourself.
Yeah, I'm genuinely considering.
He's going to come back. We're going to come back next week, and he's going to have bought it.
Yeah,
100%. It comes out. It comes out on the 25th. So I mean, I might have it for next episode.
I guarantee it. I guarantee
Oh, it. Oh shit.
Like bets right now. What are the odds?
Can I put the bet?
No.
You can bet against yourself.
I always bet against myself, man. It's a wild card. You never know. Yeah. You guys have any final thoughts on this Nintendo Switch Plus expansion pass?
The only way, one thing, the only way they could make it worth it is like if that DLC rotates every so often to make it a different DLC for whatever
then else you lose the DLC.
Not necessarily. Like what if they let you keep it until I don't know, like a year? What if there's a time limit?
It's tied to the online subscription.
What if it's like if you own the service for a year, you keep the DLC because you paid the amount?
Well, if it's like how PlayStation Plus works, like you get all those PlayStation Plus games as long as you have your membership, then whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, they could do that.
It's just such a weird thing for them to focus on, right? Because like, can you imagine somebody getting their Switch in like 2023, looking at this and being like, oh, I get DLC for Animal Crossing. You know, like at that point, like it's going to be so far to like so far away from where we are now. Like this is really just like, this feels like a just like, okay, let's get people in right away.
If they're still selling Switch in 2023, I don't know what to do with myself.
I'm sure they will be. Yeah.
But they will be.
No way.
Switch has at least four more years, dude.
When did it come out?
2016.
You're trying to tell me it's a 7-year life cycle?
Nintendo usually does.
I just went into my local Shoppers Drug Mart and they're still selling the Nintendo 2DS. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, no, they will definitely sell until 2023.
You think they're not going to have something new?
I think we'll definitely see like a Nintendo Switch, like Pro or something along those lines.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
But remember, like they killed the 3DS for this. The Switch is going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
And I think whatever is next is going to be a variation of the Switch.
How long was the 3DS out for?
Years. I mean, are we counting since the inception of the Game Boy?
No, since 3DS.
The 3DS like, itself?
So,
I don't know.
So are we talking about the 3DS or like the new 3DS XL, or are we talking about the 3DS XL Switch?
Are we separating the DS from the 3DS?
Yes. Because those are two different consoles.
I had a 3DS in high school. I don't know. That doesn't help anybody listening, but that's when I had
it. Oh, shit. That's right. It would. And then it obviously went until
2011.
2011 is when it ended or started?
10 years.
When it was released.
Released in 2011. There you go.
No, less than 10 years.
Yeah.
So 11 years ago. 10, 11 years.
Yeah, but it died.
It died earlier.
It died in 2016, technically.
Yeah, so 5 years. So there's no chance.
I think Switch is going to last.
I feel like it lasted
longer than that.
It does feel longer, right? Because they've released a whole bunch of variations.
Pretty sure they were still releasing games on it up until 2020. So that's
let's say 10 years.
It's almost 10 years.
I'm not saying
they won't support Switch. I'm not saying they won't support Switch. I'm just saying there will be a new Switch
thing before then.
A Switch.
There definitely will be a new Switch.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Their version of 3DS Switch, whatever they want to call it.
Well, maybe this Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack will be valid on the next system too. In which case, it will be worth it, right? Like, who knows?
No, in that case, you'll get to play Animal Crossing on the new, whatever the new Switch is.
But you'll have to pay for Animal Crossing. It'll be completely backwards compatible, right? Because they have to. They're really locking themselves in with this like Animal Crossing DLC. This shit has to be available now for like the entirety of the service.
They're going to make you buy it again.
Probably,
yeah. For the low price of $50.
So yeah, Nintendo. We're disappointed, Nintendo. Get your shit together. All right, Boom Stinger. So we are well into the show. We do have a final segment to get through. good old tried and true fan favorite, What's That Game? This is a part of the show where one of us describes a game poorly, and the rest of us have a total of 10 yes or no questions to be able to ask in order to identify the identity of the unidentified game. Chris, you're up again this week as the man in the chair behind the Squid Games that is What's That Game?
So you said one of us.
Described poorly.
You said one of us. It's just Chris at this point.
It's just Chris. Yeah, it's Chris. Chris, congratulations. It's Chris. Take it away. Yeah.
This week's What's That Game is brought to you actually from Alice. So thank you, Alice, for submitting this one to me. I think one of you might have a good shot at getting this one. I hope so. So here we go.
That's good. Yeah, one out of three.
Because he's sick of making more games.
Well, I can do this all week. It's good.
You only have to do it once a week. Don't worry.
This week's is Lose Your Wallet. Save the Princess.
Your wallet, save the princess.
Oh man, I'm getting, oh okay, lose, I have like wallet. Strange vibes about this game.
It's definitely not going to be obvious because it sounds like it would be obvious, but it's not going to be obvious.
Lose your wallet, save the princess. Shit. Okay
games have princesses in them.
All right, so 10 yes or no questions. Do any of you guys want to take the first stab at it?
Is this a Nintendo game exclusively?
No, this is not a Nintendo game exclusively.
Doesn't help, does it? It's probably going to be... No, it's going to be another retro arcade game that was available only in like South Japan. Carolina. Like 1994,
in this one specific arcade?
Yeah, like Gary's Arcade back in like the 80s.
Alice's dad made the game, actually.
That's it, yeah. That's it.
You need to be the third born son just to play it.
Okay. All right. You guys have questions?
Okay. Is this, does this game involve shooting a gun?
There are no guns in this game.
Okay.
Keep in mind, I didn't come up with this, so.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's not good if you have to preface it with, this wasn't me.
Is this game based on a franchise?
You mean like an existing franchise?
Yeah. Like, is it like from another medium?
No.
Okay.
Lose your wallet, save the princess. There's game, no guns.
Did this game come out from 2000 and forward?
No.
No, so it's before older 2000. Than the year
2000. It's retro, boy. I told you, it's going to be an arcade beat-em-up in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
It's always SoCal, baby.
SoCal? I'll ask Lacey if that's a real thing.
Okay. Pre-2000s.
Is this game...
Not exclusive.
A horror... sport or adventure game?
That's a huge range.
It's not a sport. It's not a horror. I guess you could call it adventure, but not really.
Okay. Lose your wallet, save the princess?
Correct.
What the fuck, dude?
What game has wallets?
It's not horror. It's not sport.
Don't be so literal.
I know. It's going to be like...
I know, dude.
Spending money in the game or something like that.
Is this game Japanese?
No, but it was published in Japan as well.
So it wasn't made by a Japanese developer?
No.
Okay.
Wasn't made by a Japanese publisher or developer?
You just ask him what the name of the publisher was?
No, I'm trying to think because like I have no idea again.
And is not a Japanese developer, and it's made before the year 2000. That makes it very difficult.
I will say it has been re-released recently.
Okay. We gotta figure out. I mean, like, I don't know. It's not part of a franchise, right? Did we establish that?
It's not part of an existing franchise.
It's not part of an existing franchise, but it was re-released recently.
Okay. This game is his own franchise.
So it's a standalone.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a standalone game that was re-released recently. How many questions do we have left?
Three.
Okay. It's a standalone in its series. It is not a standalone game. It's not an existing property from like
The question I asked was if it was based around an existing property, like, because I thought it was Scott Pilgrim.
And no, it's not based around an existing.
Scott Pilgrim is not before 2000, is it?
No, but I asked that question before we asked that question.
Yeah, okay.
We're just reestablishing it.
No, that's fair.
So we got four more questions.
Who's your mom?
Alice also tested this one on me and I got it wrong. So,
oh, that's not good. That's not good. Looking good for us. Alice, what the hell? I'm trying to get you a spot on this show.
See, I don't even know enough about Alice to like know what she plays, right? Yeah. No, she plays like horror games. That's it. We know it's not a horror game. Yeah.
Is this game a platformer?
No, it's not a platformer. I will say this has been released on the Nintendo and it was not the same as the original game when it was released on Nintendo. But the re-released version is the correct version.
I'm so lost.
The only game I think of that was different on Nintendo than another. No.
Steph, anything you say have, just say it, because last time you would have won with that.
No, that was two times ago. It was two times
whatever, ago. Whatever it was.
Is this game in 3D?
I would say it's not like 3D as in like polygons and stuff like that. I would say like perspective in some spots may look 3D based on art.
Is this Paper Mario?
This is not Paper Mario.
Oh, okay.
I will say you're not thinking old enough.
Oh, okay.
Not being what enough?
I'm not thinking old enough.
Old enough.
Wait, and so we know that this is, but no, didn't we establish this is not a Nintendo game?
This is not a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
That's
my bad.
Huh.
Not Nintendo exclusive
game. Not Nintendo exclusive.
And it was released on a Nintendo system.
So I imagine it won't be any Mario game.
And it's also not a Japanese game, which also
which kind of rules out most Nintendo properties.
Yeah.
Except Metroid Dread, which was made by the French.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. How many questions do we have left?
Two. And you both got two guesses left. So
I don't even have a guess.
It's not going to help. Yeah, no, it literally does nothing for me.
You could give up guesses for questions.
I want to turn one of my guesses into another question.
Same.
All right, four questions.
Four questions.
I'm allowing it as a creator of this game. Okay, so it's not part of a franchise. Does this game feature a female lead?
Not a female lead, no.
Okay, so male lead.
No, it's not what he said. He said not a female lead.
I know. I realized what I said as soon as I said it.
I don't know what
they. But it's back in the dude. If this game was made in the '90s, it's a male.
That's true. That's true.
It's a male lead. Don't worry.
It's a male lead.
Okay. So,
three questions left. Is the main gameplay featured around beating up enemies or platforming? There's no combat. there's no combat.
So it's walking simulator.
There is no like actual combat, like where you do anything.
So maybe you're telling people to do something. So like strategy in a sense.
Like there is no button for you to like. Hang on. I gotta think of how I'm gonna say this.
Does this game feature...
There is something for you to do in action, but there is no, like, actual fighting.
Okay. So it's like, press this button, do X, like, action.
Yeah, like, press A to express feelings.
Yeah, for respects.
I'm trying not to give...
I'm going to take a guess. I don't think it's right, but...
Sure.
Grim Fandango?
It's not Grim Fandango. They're not thinking old enough.
Damn. Isn't that pretty old? When did that come out?
If it's old, if you're like a Gen Z,
when did that come out? Now,
Grim Fandango came out like last year, dude.
It was on like the PS1 or PS2.
Grim Fandango, it's an old game,
so it's older than the PS1.
Again,
it's an arcade game in South.
Michael's done so.
Without answering a question, yes, this was an arcade game.
Is it Dragon Lair?
Stefano, congratulations!
Oh, shit.
I fuck you not. You said that was like my guess literally at the beginning of the game, and I was like, no way, it's Dragon Lair.
Just say your guesses no matter what.
This is not who I thought was gonna get this, because this was re-released by Limited Run,
yeah,
which I know
right.
Pat would have known about that.
Oh, it's on my shelf.
I should have just guessed it at the beginning.
It's on your shelf.
It's like literally on my shelf right now.
But what's key is the lose your wallet. Because lose your wallet is you losing your wallet, not the game losing your wallet.
Correct.
That's what fucks you up.
Lose your wallet as in like have fun giving us quarters.
And if you bought it with Limited Run, there's no reason for you to think about that.
Correct.
Shit.
I don't like Alice.
Clever.
Clever girl.
Stefano, congratulations on winning that game of What's That Game. That was a good one. Jesus.
That was a really good one.
What was your run? Like three games?
Four? Yeah, he's like leading the pack right now.
All right. So I think it's funny. Chris is really good at stopping us from winning, and I'm really good at winning.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward. So Stefano, I think for the next episode, we're gonna try to keep it Halloween spooky themed.
Cool. Okay. Well,
it might be restricting a little bit, but
that's okay.
Maybe you could come up with a spooky game for us.
I guess Alan Wake.
Not BioShock.
I already did that, didn't we?
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah, or you've done it twice now, so it doesn't matter. Somebody keeps track of the rules anywhere, so that's fine.
We really should write down the games that we've done.
There's no way in hell. There's almost 30 of those bitches now.
Not that many. We only start playing this.
Well, there was that one time where Pasquale did three.
That's true.
33. Then we're good.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for the show right now. It's a longer episode for sure. My God.
It's okay.
You guys have anything you want to bring up before we zone out for the week?
Digimon news?
There's not really any Digimon news. But I know we missed this because of when the episodes come out, but EA, FIFA wants $1 billion every 4 years from EA to use the name FIFA.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
I would like to eat my own shoe on my comment to you guys about that. I said they would definitely pay it, and it seems like they're not going to.
Yeah.
They're going to they're going to lose the FIFA.
They're like, we don't need it.
Yes, they do.
I agree with you.
Like, what are they going to call it?
Bread
like,
and butter.
I think
EA Super Soccer game.
They were going to call it
EA Sports.
They're like EA Football Club.
Soccer game.
EFC.
EA Soccer game.
EAFC
or something like that.
Oh my God. No way.
Yeah.
I don't
think stupid like that.
That's going to be interesting to see like how that impacts the sales and like connection to that game, right?
I just have a really hard time being like feeling bad for either of them.
No, yeah, you're right. It's like two like $1 billion companies being like, you know, like,
he's like, get it. We made $12 billion in the last 10 years off FIFA, and FIFA's like, I would like to make more than $150 million a year. Well, fuck you. Like, this is currently the best value you have for any, like, I think they said that this makes them the most money, like, outsourcing, like, licensing than anything else that they do.
Yeah.
And they're like, we want more.
We checked the math on this, right? Like, EA, in a four-year period off of FIFA, they make, like, $6.4 billion.
Oh, poor babies.
I know, right? Oh. But on the one hand, it's EA, which like is hated by like the gaming by the gaming community as a whole. And then there's FIFA, which sucks as a company. Like they're just horrible, horrible. Like,
here's the thing.
Genuinely evil.
Do you think anybody will pick up FIFA after that?
Well, that's what I want. It'll be interesting to check out, right? Interesting to see like if people actually can. I mean, like, yeah. Like what's it's one of the most popular games on the planet. One of the most popular like franchises on the planet
for sports,
yeah.
For sports, yeah. Which you know, it brings in billions of dollars a year. It brings in billions of dollars a year is correct.
They're both foolish to stop that deal they already had. But
I think EA is like, fine, we'll still make billions. No one else is making soccer games that are good,
I guess.
No,
and so we'll see. But
Maybe Nintendo will buy up the rights, who knows. Anyway, hey, that's all the time we got for you on this episode of the Let's Get Gaming Podcast. Be sure to check us out on Apple, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else that podcasts can be listened to. And while you're on Apple, iTunes, hey, why don't you give us a little bit of, just write us a little bit of a review. Just give us a little, it doesn't even have to be good. Just review us.
It has to be good, you fucking scallywags.
Yeah. I mean, we're putting out the content. You do your work.
One character. Doesn't have to be a sentence.
Yeah. Anyway, be sure to check us out on Twitter at Let's GG Podcast. And from everyone here, thank you for listening to this episode. My name is Patrick Denny. I've been your host. Join with me this week, Spada Galuzzo.
Hey, have a good night, day, whatever. Whenever you're listening to this.
Chris Monpetit.
Don't get shafted, my friends.
And Stefano Fontana.
Because of these.
Yeah. We'll see you next week. See ya.
Bye.
Bye, boys. Bye.